Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. It was very dispiriting to hear more a few days ago about Labour's plan for the national curriculum in England. Methinks Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales has not happened and not quite sure. Remember, education has been a devolved issue within the United Kingdom from 1999, and actually North Britain and South Britain did separate things long before that. So Bridget Phillipson, Education Secretary, she's 41 years old now, never sort of taught a single lesson in her life, but is obviously then talking down to very experienced educators. I mean, I'm not a very experienced one. Don't work in schools now. Got fed up with that years ago. But it is quite depressing that someone who's got no practical experience whatsoever will be deciding on this. And I know it's not the norm, or certainly not the law, that somebody has to be, say, a doctor, nurse, a dentist to be health secretary, but it would give the person a modicum of credibility. Who was the last education secretary who actually was a teacher? I think it was Estelle Morris, actually, way back in about 2003, a Labour one, and she resigned, was about the only politician honest enough to say she wasn't up to the job. There she was, a PE teacher. So, Labour have had 14 years to formulate their plan. The only good policy in the Labour 2019 manifesto under Comrade Corbyn was to dissolve Ofsted. Ofsted, the Office for Standards and Education, was founded in the late 90s. Remember, so 1988 was when the national curriculum came in under Kenneth Baker, Conservative Education Secretary, and there was a certain logic to it. I mean, somebody had studied a certain Iron Bridge by Thomas Telford in one school, and then she moved to another school, and then that had been their project in the other school in the next year. And when she moved to a third school, because her parents kept moving, had to do the very same project. So because there was no national curriculum, some people could be doing whatever this project in year one, others doing year two or year three or year four. Things could be repeated. Remember James Callaghan, the Labour Prime Minister, 1976 to 79, lamented that he had no influence over what was done in schools whatsoever. Some teachers would like to keep it that way. Remember headmistress saying to me, the thing is, in the old days in education, to the 80s, that there was no accountability. People could be dreadful. They could produce terrible exam results. They could be grossly irresponsible, what now we regard as unprofessional, and they could get away with it. And so long as they didn't actually commit a crime against a child, they could do that. They could horrendously underperform for decades and not be brought to book and not be got rid of. Remember Labour saying over 20 years ago, something like 20% of teachers were incompetent, need to be sacked. Well, they're not saying that now because there's a severe recruitment crisis and retention crisis. Even those who qualify, get PGCs or qualify teaching status, they also often go abroad. If someone's qualified in the United Kingdom, he or she can easily find gainful employment or a better pay and conditions abroad. The UAE is a very attractive option. Well, almost any country in the world has British schools or indeed international schools. There's no difficulty recruiting enough accountants, it seems to be, or pharmacists or engineers or solicitors or whatever, or civil servants, uniquely amongst the learned professions, teaching is the one with the worst recruitment crisis. Even medicine and nursing isn't so bad. So obviously society needs to take a long, hard look at itself. Why do people not want to do it? Why has it got worse than before? Partly it's one of the few white collar jobs that people cannot do online. They've got to be physically present. I think there's no need to reinvent the wheel, and that's what they're doing. And I blame Conservative education secretaries. How long did an education secretary last on average under the former Conservative government? A year and a half. And what happened? An education secretary will come in and say, scrap everything, we're going to start all over again. And then he or she will be out the door. They announced change, then it was implement them. You know, that imbecilic policy by Rishi Sunak, I had no idea what he was talking about. Everyone's going to do maths until the age of 18. The United Kingdom, or certainly South Britain, has a severe shortage of math teachers. Where are you going to get thousands more maths teachers? And if you force people to do maths at 18, till 18, you take them away from the subjects they actually like, what can they actually achieve? It was a totally idiotic idea. And fortunately, was quickly dropped by the Conservative Party. But only 44% of schools in England have fully followed the national curriculum because they're run by their local authority. There are a lot of those in academies. Another thing is the state, having really ruined the state sector, is doing so the independent sector, which is almost as overregulated as the state sector. So Bridget Phillipson really hasn't got this thought through. And it was depressing that we're actually within a fortnight of Labour winning the election, they'd already published their plan, not in detail, that they were going to overhaul education. Not again, scrap this, change that. Teachers, they just learn how to teach to one whatever format exam, write, there's a section A, section B, section C. You have 40 minutes on that, 30 minutes on that, and 45 minutes on the other, or whatever. Or there'll be a 6-mark question followed by an 8-mark question followed by a 14-mark question. And then they'll change how many marks for each question, change how long it takes, what's the curriculum content. And they've just learned one, and then they change it. And then they'll change it back to what they had 10 years ago. And they never, ever just leave it alone. Now, one of the things which the Conservative government was relatively successful is the United Kingdom did get better in educational rankings. In literacy and mathematics, things like that, verbal reasoning, non-verbal reasoning. I mean, it's still not very high, is it, in maths or science? Whereas North Britain went down under the SNP's maladministration. And quite astonishing considering the severe shortage of teachers of STEM subjects. And I blame Michael Gove for other things, for, you know, taking away teachers' freedom, their personal life, depriving them of their rights to do and say what they want in their free time. And criminalizing people, teachers having consensual relationships with adults. There was a teacher who was in a romantic relationship with a 21-year-old, but because he taught her 3 years earlier, he was barred from working with minors for life. And I know that is the law. There was absolutely no suggestion whatsoever that he'd ever done or said anything untoward to her when she was a minor, or indeed when she was 18. But, you know, that's the world we live in. You can't do anything that would reflect discredit on teaching, which really means you mustn't question the establishment. It's kicking dissidents out. It's like barring communists in the McCarthy in the USA, or the attempt to bar gay teachers in California in the 70s. Just move on to the new unpopular minorities, dissidents. So anyway, Labour wants to take away academies. Those are really the successful schools where there's less state control. And this is really just out of spite. This is just ideologically driven, not that there's any reason to believe this will make things better. A new curriculum review, more dumbing down, more to make people actually anti-patriotic, is not meant to be education. It's supposed to be indoctrination in wokery to really turn out a whole generation of Labour voters. The supposed liberalising effect of education, the longest stay in it, is really because universities are just Maoist madrasas. Can you name an outspoken right-wing academic in the United Kingdom? I can't think of a single one. There are plenty of far left ones, and being far left is really a career boon. They can excoriate the United Kingdom in the most unfair, false manner, and they get promoted. Even the height of the Cold War, Christopher Hill, a member of the Communist Party, an advocate for the atrocities of Stalinism, he was the master of Balliol College, Oxford, got one of the highest academic positions you could get. Staggering. Imagine being a Nazi in charge of an Oxford college at that time or any time, just unthinkable. But somehow communists get a pass on this. And so you can see that little has changed, likewise with feminazis. So, you know, one of the things that happened, obviously, there was dumbing down in the last 14 years under the Tory government, and there was great inflation, way more people doing maths A-level. Why? Might be a good thing. Is it because it's easier? Fewer and fewer doing English. And I'm not terribly concerned about that up to a point. I mean, modern languages are shrinking, almost going to disappear. Labour taking away funding from Latin and advanced maths programs, that's worrying. Frankly, the education of the elite matters the most. The education elite, not saying socioeconomic elite, and they're very low ability people, and not wishing to be rude about them, but their education doesn't matter that much. Let's be absolutely honest, because those who can never pass GCSEs, they're not going to achieve much educationally. They might achieve things in other spheres. No matter how much money we spend on them, they're not going to achieve very much. What really matters is engineers, doctors, research scientists, or even academics of the humanities, they're going to make the breakthroughs. They're going to make the big difference. Let's have more research funding. The move to numerical grades in GCSEs was really because there was just great inflation to disguise that. No doubt they'll do the same with A-levels. So Bridget Phillipson said, we mustn't teach the greatness of the British Empire. You know, there mustn't be this blind spot in British history. Well, it's already, as I say, very much damning of the United Kingdom. And I believe in Teach the Debate. Terrible things about the British Empire should be exposed. They are. I've taught histories in UK schools for over 20 years. Good things should be said as well. And people shouldn't be told to have this opinion or other. So, you know, it must be encouraged to formulate their own views, and we must promote critical analysis. She comes from this Marxist viewpoint that humanities are an exact science and things can be proved absolutely, and there's no scope for debate. And that's why it's politically correct. And that is just dead wrong, which might be cancelled if you question the far left. So, it's very worrisome. The succeeding schools are to be ruined. Miss Barbal Singh, I hope I pronounced the name correctly, the United Kingdom's most successful headmistress, said how she's got these tremendous results and had a meeting with Miss Phillipson, who's refused to visit Michaela's school and who had no answer for all her worthwhile questions. There's been no rebuttal to Miss Barbal Singh's article about it, to her media appearances about it, about how she's made it succeed. And of course, Bridget Phillipson, purely out of malice, out of sheer bloody-mindedness, leftist bigotry, class warfare, wants to wreck an excellent school. One thing about Miss Barbal Singh saying, on average, we get almost as many nines as boys at Eton. But she didn't say how many subjects people do at her school. What if it's five? Whereas boys at Eton do 12 on average. And other things. I mean, the boys at Eton are doing other things which are not measurable academically. I think the only metric is not just exam grades for cultural enrichment and so forth. And they might do more difficult subjects. Ancient Greek said it'd be very, very difficult. English language, fairly easy. You can see the different percentage of people who get top grades in different subjects. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Well, there's nothing to look forward to. It's probably going to be dreadful to make it kind of even worse than it already is. It's all very, very dispiriting. Please donate to my channel on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and subscribe on Patreon. Toodle pip.